الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن سنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we start, inshallah, this silsila, chain of knowledge, classes, about the topic of al-jinn. A lot of people confused, a lot of people came and asked about the jinn. He cannot pray. Every time he pray, he found somebody pull him from his clothes. He feel like a jinn inside him, and he feel like exactly he's controlled by the jinn. Confusing all the time in his life. He found a lot of people, they're making a lot of money from this issue in order to take the jinn out of the human. So this case and this questions lead us to study the case of al-jinn, to know where we are, because most of us, we have no idea about al-jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, one of the great creatures. Allah created them first before human. And then they made a big misshipment in the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the order these angels to kick them out of the land to the nations or the oceans and the seas. And but they have power to be among us. They have power to be in our houses. They have our power to eat with us. They have power to sleep in our houses. Therefore, for our life, if you are not protected by the Quran and Sunnah, you will find yourself in a big problem. Therefore, we need to clear this idea, what Allah says in the Quran and what is the Sunnah describing. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described everything for us. Yesterday we found, alhamdulillah, from the hadith, that the jinn, they have everything like human. They could listen, they have ears, they have eyes, they have nose, they have tongue, they have a stomach, they have hands, they have legs, but they are different creatures. And nobody allowed to describe what they look like. Jinn cannot describe them originally. But they have power to change their forms, change their original form to another. It could be a human, it could be animal, it could be birds, it could be anything. They have power to change themselves to a different form. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the human. If you see the jinn, you're going to lose your brain. You cannot live. You can imagine sometimes when you're walking in abandoned area, a dark area. Those people who used to live in a village, those people who used to live in the empty land, and when they walk sometime, they said, I feel like my body is shaking, I feel my hair is standing, I feel actually that my something happened to me when I pass in a dark area, or something like a wind came closer to me, like somebody touched my clothes, I feel there are the jinn or something touched me. Therefore, we need to explain that in detail, what is the Quran said, and what is the Sunnah said. So we found, alhamdulillah, exactly Allah created them, and to have all this, like the human, they have all tongues, they have mouth, they have a stomach, they have ears, they have vision, they have everything like human. But they are in a different creation. Today, my question to you, هَلْ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ وَيَتَبَوَّلُونَ كَالْإِنسَانِ. Do they eat and drink and they will go like they go to send the remaining, mean urine and stool like human? The answer is yes. And the dalil, I bring it to you from Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah wa Abu Dawood. And then we explain to you from the hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda. Abu Hurairah in the Sahih, in Bukhari or Muslim, he said,
كان يحيى يحمل مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آداب أو قدوة لوضوئه وحاجته. أبو هريرة from the behavior of the صحابة لكن بانين most of the صحابة they made a one day to serve the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's honor for him to serve the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He doesn't have, he's not like a king to have like somebody's servants, but voluntarily the Sahaba, the companions, they offer a day to serve the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to serve him in wudu and his need. So Abu Hurairah, he was one of them, he intended voluntarily one day to carry a jar of water to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to serve him in wudu. To serve him, I just told you. To serve him in wudu. Right? So one day, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, he carried the water and he followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who's this behind me? فَقَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ قُلْتُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Abu Hurairah, he said, I messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhu Abi Hurairah wa anhu sahabati ajma'in. قال أشملني قدواه لوضوئي وأتني وأبغي حجارا أستنفض بها. يا أبو هريرة give me stones أستنفض بها. It means to clean the dirt. It means he liked to go to the bathroom, so he asked Abu Hurairة to carry for him stones. فقال أبو هريرة فأتيت بأحجار وضعتها في طرف ثيابي. أبو هريرة said, I look for a stone, I collect stones, and I put it in my folder, to fold it on إذار. To give it to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال فأتيت فوضعتها بجانبه. ثم انصرف. He said, I came, and I put the stones next to him, and I left. This is politely from the Sahaba to serve the Prophet and he left. فقال أبو هريرة فلما قضى حاجته when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he finished قاتا فانصرف فأتبعته. He left and I follow him. And the Sahaba is not like you and me. They ask about everything. قلت يا رسول الله the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم originally told them, give me a stone, look up for the word. أبغي حجارة. I am looking for a stone. ولا تأتي لي بعظام ولا بروث الإبل ولا بروث البهائم. Give me stones and don't bring to me bones of the cattle or the stools, the dry stools of the cattle. You know the cattle, after a while that they left, this is used in agriculture. The stools, how do you call it? Yeah? Lahrung? Taurung. So, they left exactly, the Prophet he told him not to give him this stool. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished, أبو هريرة يقول لهم قال يا رسول الله وماذا عن العظام وروث البهائم why don't you told me not to bring it to you the cattle the bone cattle's bones or the raw the cows فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها طعام الجن it is the food for a jinn إنها من exactly the word the Prophet said إنها من طعام الجن it is from the food of the jinn. The علماء ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله and our respected scholars ابن كثير and the others when they make tafsir of the Quran the tafsir of the hadith they said meaning this is the one not all the food for the jinn. It is part of the food of the jinn. And from the description when I read, I said their food is not the bones they throw. But their food, after you eat the animal, after you eat the cattle, the goat, the lamb, the camels, whatever it is, and cow, Sometimes we leave on the bones some meat. A little meat is taken to the bones. Because we have, alhamdulillah, a lot of meat. So some of us actually go and suck the last piece of meat around the bones. But some of us leave some little meat around the bones. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the little meat on the bones, that's the food. Not the bones itself. And the raw of the cow also. Because originally this raw, after became dry, became pure. That's why we use it in our land. And if you have this touch with your clothes, it's pure. It doesn't make your clothes impure. It is clean for the human to deal with it. Now, because it's come from the stomach of the cow, it's come from the stomach of the goat, anything that comes from the food you eat, or the lamb or the goat, the animal you eat, it is tahir. Even if you have urine from it, you don't need to wash your clothes, you just need like a water, little water, and be wiped. Now, listen for this hadith carefully. The meaning of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't give me the bones of the cattle and the raw of the cows and the cattle and the other goats and lamb and all this. Don't give it to me. So meaning that is their food, part of their food. Part of their food. And then after that, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he explained to us أنه قد أتاه جن نصيبين بلدة مشهورة في الجزيرة. Why? Because a group of them, jinn, from 3 to 10, group of jinn, came from a town in the land of Arabia, أرض الجزيرة. This land or this town called نصيبين. The one who are known as the city in the land of Arabia, there is a town called Nasibin. This town, the jinn, group of jinn, 3 to 10 people, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ مَدَحَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet, he favored them, and he took nice about them. Why? He chose this group, because those people whom the Quran came, Allah, as you know, in the Surah Al-Jinn, Allah sent the whole Surah of Al-Jinn. That is the group of this town. 3 to 10 people came from the town of Nasirin, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after they heard the Quran. We will study this ayah today too. And bayyana Rasulullah sallallahu annahum qad amanu bihi wa istama'u ila al-Quran. The Prophet cleared for the Sahaba that a group of them came to him and they listened to Al-Quran and they became believers. That means also they used to be a disbeliever and they believed the Prophet ﷺ after they heard the word of Al-Quran. Now, this group of people, they asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua for them. That's the jinn, the group of jinn, those who became believers, to pray for them and to pray to Allah to provide for them. Here is the point, what we need. To prepare for them to live, to prepare for them a food. And their food, they ask about it, the bones of the cattle and the raw of the cows and the other cattle. So they say that Allah, they ask the Prophet to bring to Allah to increase them from this kind of food. This is the light, they like this kind of food. And they clear it to him, they don't eat the bones itself, but they eat the bones which is stick to the bones after the human eats. Fine. Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us that al-jinn exactly like humans. They have their own cattle also, they use it. They have cattle. They use it to carry the stuff, to drink the milk from it. They have the same thing. And also it's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clear for the Sahaba they use the fire to cook the food. It's exactly like the human. And remember, Allah, as we cleared yesterday, created them from what? Somebody remind me? From the smoke of what? From the fire. It's not from the fire itself. Allah, He created them originally from the smoke of the fire, the flame of the fire. But, subhanAllah, as we clear it, that's originally, as Allah, He created all of us from the dust, but they are in a different shape now. They have soul, they have flesh, they have blood, they have everything, but you cannot see them, and they have right power to see you, while you cannot see them. That is the formula in Islam. Because, could you imagine if you see the jinn? You will never sleep. You will never, exactly, if you sleep sometime by yourself in a dark place and so you're scared and you need somebody, some companion to sleep with you because you're scared right away. Especially this guy who sits in the back. Now, let us study the ayah. The Prophet, he wanna keep, again, in a result, he wanna keep the bones away of the dead stuff. He wanna keep the bones out because he wanna keep these bones with the little meat for the jinn food. So he told me Abu Huraira, don't give me any bones. He doesn't wanna make the bones exactly dairy or the raw of the cow dairy. He wanna leave it for who? For the jinn to eat. So that means he forbids to use these two kinds because this is the main food for the jinn. Now, back to the ayah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He mentioned and He asked the Messenger of Allah to explain this ayah to the companions, Surah Al-Jinn, Surah number 72, ayah number 1. All of us, we need to review all this surah, so and the explanation and the tafsir. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Jinn, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. The translation. Say, O Muhammad, to the companion, صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلى على رسول الله دون بتيه. Say, اللهم صلى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. It has been revealed to me that a group from 3 to 10 of numbers of jinn listening to this Quran, they said, verily we have heard a wonderful recital, this Quran. It guides to the right path, and we have believed Syrian, and we shall never join any partner or in worship anything with our Lord Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That means they became a believer. They became a believer after they hear this ayat. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned also in another ayah, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. And Allah created, also revealed in another ayah, that Allah said to His Messenger, صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ, we send, we guide group of jinn to come and to listen to the Quran from you, Ya Muhammad. Allah commanded them, guide them to come to the Prophet of Allah in his majlis, in his meeting, to listen to Al-Quran. Therefore Allah had choose from among the jinn a group of them to be a Muslim, and they have children, they marry, and they have children like you and me, and the human, and they produce a lot of children, and some of them are a lot, millions of jinn also all over the world. They became a nation of jinn believers among them, and they listened to the Quran. Those jinn will never harm any believer, because they consider yourself also, you are a brother for them, and in the day of the judgment, you will see them with you in the Jannah, where Allah will remove on the screen, and you have ability to see the angel, to see the jinn, and you see all of that, inshallah ta'ala, in the day of the judgment, you will see all the other creatures with you in the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. But the hadith is, my question to you, is there any sahaba in Bani saw the jinn directly? by eyewitness. That's our question. Because we hear in the story that Sahaba, they saw the jinn. You cannot see the jinn direct unless they became in a different form. Form of animal, form and I cleared before. In last week, that Umar radiallahu anhu arda, while he was walking in Medina street in the dark, he found an Uha dog, and the dog was around him. And Umar radiallahu anhu arda, because Allah gave him the great feeling to feel about the things. Many times Umar radiallahu anhu arda say the word, Allah supported the Quran based to the word of Umar. Al-Muhaddath, Al-Mulham, Allah inspired him to say the word, and the Quran came later to support of Umar, the word of Umar radiallahu anhu arda. So Umar, when he saw the dog in the dark, and he told him, who are you? The jinn answered him. قَالَ يَا أَنَا جِنِّي, I am from jinn. قَالَ give me your hand. You know, Umar very strong, but if you could imagine, if you're walking in a dark time and you see something, and you tell him, who are you? And you have an answer, I am jinn. What's going to happen? I think actually you're going to die, you're going to have a heart attack. But Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he told him, give me your hand. He gave the hand to Umar radiallahu anhu arda. In the Qut Sahih, he said, actually, فَوَجَدْتُهُ يَدَكَلْ, a hand of dog. قال عمر هل أعلمك كلمات؟ Shall I teach you some? Then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, the jinn said yes. And then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he teach him ayat al-Kursi. Ayat al-Kursi, فأسلم. And he became Muslim, والحمد لله, and he narrated this in the Sahih, والحمد لله, Umar ibn Khattab. But, related to the question again, do you know one of the Sahaba, because they claim Ibn Mas'ud, Hadrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he told them. But the story is more, I will take 2 minutes to finish. عن عامر companion, he said, قال سألت علقمة, I asked علقمة, وأنا another companion, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. هل كان ابن مسعود شهد مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لية الجن؟ عامر said, I asked ابن علقمة, to ask ابن مسعود, is there anyone he was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when the Prophet was sent to the jinn? في علقمة أفضل ابن مسعود قال لا, I wasn't with him, I wasn't with the messenger of Allah. But he said, قال لا, ولكن كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, but we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we were with him, and then ليلة افتقدنا, our night, we look for the messenger of Allah, we did not find him alone. So we look for the Prophet in everywhere. So we thought that al-jinn took him away, or hijacked him from us, or has been killed. So that's why, فَبِتْنَا لَيْلَةً, and we sleep that night, very scary and very sad, because we did not find the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالتمسناه في الأودية والشعاب. Then we started to go look where in every valley and every place to look for him. Where is the messenger of Allah? They thought somebody killed him or the jinn took him away. Then after that, بتنا ليلتنا, we sleep that night after we did not find him, very sad, and we cry because we looked for the messenger of Allah. إلا أنه قد جاء من قبل عراق. He came from the place, from the destination of, from toward the عراق. عراق, that is the cave. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to hide in the cave of عراق in Medina. And then after that, فقلنا يا رسول الله استقبناك. ابن مسعود said, رضي الله عنه, يا رسول الله, we missed you. We thought we were going to find you. We sleep a very bad night. Last night we did not find you, Messenger of Allah. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said here, أتاني داعي الجن. The jinn, one messenger from the group of the jinn, he came to me and he called me. He said, my people, my nation, waiting for you, they need to hear you, they need to hear you, Messenger of Allah, come with me. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم right away, he went with the jinn. The messenger or the ambassador of the jinn, or the messenger of the group of the jinn in Nasreen. The place called is Nasreen. The Prophet, he went with him to give the da'wah to invite the jinn. To give the da'wah to invite the jinn. وَقَرَأْتُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْقُرْآنِ And I read the Qur'an for them. The Prophet read the Qur'an. قَالَ فَانْطَلِقْ بِنَا فَأَرَانَا آثَارَ نِيرَانِهِمْ With Ibn Mas'ud, he said the Prophet, he took us with us. He took all group of the Sahaba with him to that place. He took us and we saw that their footsteps, he showed us. That is their footsteps. That means also they have a step like human. How it looks like, nobody knows. The hadith doesn't explain it in detail. But the Prophet Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he cleared it that we saw the steps of the jinn. وَأَرَانَ أَثَارَ نِيرَانِهِمْ And he showed us the leftover, the ash, after their fire. They have fire, meaning they use fire, and those who believe they are from fire, and how come the jinn he used fire? Because they became in a different shape. But originally Allah he created them from the smoke of the flame of the fire, but they use the fire in cook also. The Prophet he showed the companions among the Ibn Mas'ud, the one who narrates al-Hadith from Abu Dawud, he showed us the leftover or the sign or the sign of their fire after the fire is over in the ash and the collection of the ash after they use it, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is Wallahu A'lam because the fire is finished, but we will continue. We have a lot of questions. We talk and I give you preparation to prepare you. If the jinn are allowed to go inside the human, if the jinn allow actually to misguide you, if the jinn live with us in the houses, all of this inshaAllah ta'ala we're going to clear it from the Quran, from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the authentic and nothing more than the authentic inshaAllah by the mercy of Allah. May Allah help us inshaAllah ta'ala to understand the Quran, Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be protected inshaAllah from the devils of the human and jinn. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the devils of the human and jinn. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all our family members. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to learn the Quran and Sunnah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build our masjid inshaAllah and to remove